this image of Christ the vine and we the branches on that vine. It's an image that is organic. You know, we like to talk about organic things these days, but literally organic, that we live in Christ Jesus live and grow in this organic way, the way that a branch it draws everything that it lives, all of its sustenance, and then the growth to, you know, the ability to put out new shoots or to have grapes on the end of the vine or whatever it is, of those branches, all comes from the vine. And for that branch to bear fruit or to continue to grow or even to continue to live, it must stay attached to the vine. Constantly, without interruption. You know, if you break that branch off, you can't get it back on. Or if you're a very, very good botanist, maybe you could graft it back on, something like that, but it'd be a pretty iffy procedure, I think. And so it's not, you know, it's not our connection with Jesus, borrow other images, is not, for example, you know, electronic. You know, you take that, you can unplug it and then plug it back in, right? It's not digital. You know, you don't get the connection and then you log in or whatever, you lose it, you get the connection back. That's not the way it works. It's organic. It means that we have to remain in Him. That's what, did you hear that word that Jesus, remain in me as I remain in you. And that is the great hallmark of the Christian life. About the one and only thing that we can do is fidelity, is to be faithful. God will do everything else. Just kind of like with that branch. That branch doesn't do too much about it except receive everything that the vine is giving it. And then it does bear fruit, it does grow, it does, you know, this sort of, but it just receives as long as it remains attached to the vine. And this is the big challenge for us, is to remain in Him. To remain. This sort of idea of commitment and constancy and fidelity is something that's not really popular in the world that we live in right now, right? Everybody is, let's go try something new or whatever, you know? But what Jesus is saying, no, stay, remain. And if we do, then His life does then come to bear fruit within us. We grow more and more. And that really is, I think, you know, for those of you sitting there, can probably attest to this. That's the way the spiritual life works. It works and grows organically. It doesn't usually go just boom, done, right? We grow little by little, little by little, remaining in the Lord. And in order to do that, the thing that we have to do is to pray. We have to pray. That is the way that we remain in the Lord. To have this awareness of the presence of God all the time. All the time. And to get into this habit of prayer. To praise the Lord, as we sing in the beautiful responsorial psalm. To remain in Him. To believe in the name of His Son, Jesus Christ. To realize that the life that we live is not ours, but His. And therefore, we must remain united to Him. I'm going to just suggest maybe one sort of prayer for us to try. And it's one of these ones that might get us in a good habit. And I think I'm in good company in recommending it to you today because our Holy Father, Pope Francis, is recommending it, okay? I was reading, I thought this was very beautiful. like he did last year, but even more so this year in the month of May, the Holy Father is calling us to pray the rosary throughout the month of May for an end to the pandemic. He says he wants the church to be in a marathon of rosaries during May. A marathon of rosaries. It's okay. May has 31 days. It's even more than 26 miles. Okay, like that. So it's that, right? So, and he started us off this morning, actually. He started us off today. This is May the 1st. You get started right off the bat. And led a worldwide rosary. You still have time to jump on the bandwagon. And he's also going to do a worldwide broadcast like that again on the 31st of May, which is the Feast of the Visitation. And every day in between on the Vatican News site, you can go there if you want to and pray this, from a different Marian shrine in a different part of the world, the rosary will be prayed for the whole, for this intention of the end of the pandemic. Will you join me in joining the Holy Father in praying a rosary every day for the month of May for an end to the pandemic? Will you do it? Will you do it? Let's do it. Let's do it. It's needed. You know, right now, right here, we're in a little bit of a better place about the pandemic than we have been for a while. But there are parts of the world where it's as bad as it's ever, it's worse than it's ever been. Like in India right now, it is worse than it's ever been anywhere in the world over this whole year. They're having more cases than ever reported. Hospitals are completely overrun and running out of oxygen and all this sort of thing. We have a duty and charity to pray. Really to pray. There are other parts of the world. Brazil is also have a huge, there are places where, so even though maybe for us, we might be, you know, thinking, oh, it's pretty good. There are many people suffering very, very, very greatly. And we ain't out of the woods either, okay? And so let's pray to the end of this pandemic. It's a great tradition that the Holy Father is tapping in on. Yesterday, the 30th of April, it was the Feast of St. Pius V. Do you know, he had got the Christian people, the Catholic world, to do the same thing, to pray the rosary with him for a particular intention. And that was for, in his time, the Ottoman Empire in the Eastern Mediterranean was growing, 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 encroaching in on more and more on Christian Europe. And he had sort of cobbled together this little Christian naval force to go up against the, you know, this huge sort of thing. And so he prayed for the salvation of Christian Europe. And there was a great naval battle that took place, so the Battle of Lepanto. And the Pope Pius V had all of Europe praying the rosary. And the Christian fleet was really, really outmatched. Really outmatched. But was victorious. It's called the Battle of Lepanto. It's one of the great naval battles of the history of the world, actually. And Pope, actually, he was given a vision of this. There was no like nightly news, but he saw it. He saw the vision in Rome, and Lepanto's far away. And that's when the Feast of Our Lady of the Rosary was instituted. It's October the 7th. The reason why it's October the 7th, that's the date of the Battle of Lepanto. So the Holy Father has called on Catholics to pray the rosary for very, very important things before. And it works, okay? Why don't we put our trust in prayer and uniting ourselves with the Holy Father through the intercession of the Blessed Mother to pray that God will deliver the world from this terrible pandemic. What do you think might happen on June the 1st? Well, we'll see, right? And it's good practice for us to remain with the Lord every day, every day. That beautiful prayer of the rosary, it's almost like breathing, isn't it? You know? It keeps us united. And it's something that we can pray together. It's something we can pray in families. You know, everybody knows the prayers to the rosary, even little children. You know, or even old people like me, you know, I can still remember those, you know. And We can join in together in whatever way. I don't really recommend praying a lot of times in the car very intensely, but I can pray the rosary in the car pretty well. Now, not with the beads, because that kind of gets tangled up sometimes. But, you know, you still got 10 fingers. You know, you can use that. And so let us remain united in prayer of the rosary this month with our Holy Father, with our Blessed Mother, for this really important intention that he's asked us to join in the church throughout the world. And see what kind of organic growth comes about. What kind of organic healing comes about from being consistently, day by day, united to the vine of the life of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because that's what we think about in the rosary, isn't it? Those wonderful mysteries of the saving life of Jesus Christ, the salvation and life of the world. So we're going to do it?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm going to check up on you on the 31st, okay?